Hey everyone, this is Jordan from sleeklens.com, and welcome to the a different type of podcast this time. It's time that we sort of, much like much of the world, address the issues that are going on currently with the coronavirus or COVID-19 pandemic that we got going on. So because of this, this podcast is probably not going to be a very long podcast, because I basically want to say with this kind of platform is just to make sure that everyone stays safe. That's kind of the big deal when it comes to all of this. I know in my area, there's a lot of stay at home stuff. Everybody, you know, if you're not going to the grocery store, or if you're not going to go get medication or something like that, stay home, enjoy the time at home. But that does create a dilemma for photographers out there, especially ones who that's their sole income, because they want to go out and make money whenever possible during these tough times, and that's totally understandable. But what I would say, and it kind of goes along with everything out there, all across the world, stay home. Do the things you can do to kind of survive in these tough times, but stay home and just be healthy. I'm taking that advice as well, staying home as much as possible, enjoying my time at home. And this is a point where if you are, whether you're a beginning photographer or someone who, has a profession out there that has their own business, and they do their own thing every day, and, maybe they're a portrait photographer, wedding, whatever it is, this is a time for you to kind of do a continual learning, a continual education sort of thing, learn about different techniques or editing tips or posing or something like that when it comes to your photography. That way, when everything does get sort of the all clear, then you're much more prepared and ready to tackle pretty much anything. This is also a time, especially in my case, this is also a time of learning something new. So I've been wanting to do food photography for a very, very long time. And not necessarily just the photography portion of it, but sort of like the video and photo portion of it, where you're documenting not only the end result with photos, but you're documenting it with video as well, the making of the food. And so this is kind of a cool time to you're stuck at home, you need a project. This is one of those times where you can definitely do that. I have seen from some photographers out there who are still they're trying to do what they feel is right and going out there and taking pictures of, still doing family portraits, maybe not inside of a studio, but maybe just out in the fresh air doing environmental stuff. I've seen people say that that's not a good thing. And I sort of agree. I mean, there's only a certain amount of social distance you can create when it comes to stuff like that. But one thing I want to say now, and this is something that I've never even thought about before until this time, is this is a great time to clean your gear. I actually thought about that earlier last week. This is a great time to clean your gear, not only just your sensor or your lens, the glass on your lens, but really get some sanitizing wipes or something like that. Wipe down everything. Because, nobody thinks about their gear being super dirty. But if you think about how many times you touch models, move some model's hair, 4 months back or something, you never know. You're moving stuff around, depending on, what type of photography you do, that stuff just accumulates, and yeah, it does die. But, it's kind of gross. You take a shower hopefully every day, but you don't give your camera a good cleaning every once in a while. So this is a good time to do that as well. I've been doing that with my gear, and just kind of cleaning all the lenses, the accessories, even wiping down the tops part of the SD cards, just cleaning a bunch of different stuff. So really the point of this is for hopefully everybody is staying safe. If you're staying home and you're kind of bored, then maybe this is time to start a new project, and maybe you'll find another genre of photography that you like. So I hope everybody is staying safe, and I really enjoy you guys for coming back and listening to the podcast. Also, one last thing before we get out, make sure you join in on the raw edit contest that we have going on. The Raw Edit Contest is, again, something we do every month. This is a good time to do it if you're stuck at home. So might as well just start editing a couple photos and enter our contest. It's a nice, fun monthly contest. So thank you guys for joining me in this podcast, and we'll see you in the next one.